planting season has come and gone, and insecurity is still at large in a mainly farming-dominated Yei state of South Sudan. The plight of the population in the state is likely to strike harder. This is worrisome. State authorities can only hope the relief, especially for the displaced citizens, come just in time. Emergency coordinator for Caritas Yei, Angelo Duke, makes a promise. He says Caritas Yei is lobbying for food support for the most devastated group that arrived in Yei recently, fleeing renewed clashes in Sokapayam of Mukaya County.
We have our partners from Caritas Belgium and Caritas South Sudan. We send them the message that about 200 households have been displaced and they are heading to Yei town. And if they could look into seeing, supporting us to help these people. The response is still not at hand.
Caritas is overwhelmed by the extent of need at hand. Angelo says the help they can offer is just a drop in the bucket. Moreover, more IDPs are expected to arrive in Yei in future. Renewed fighting in Greater Lanya, allegedly between SPLA-IO and other rebel group, continue to displace locals from their homes. Majority of those people are sheltering in Yei, about 50 miles away. Even though Yei receives IDPs from other parts of the country, the area's security is shaky also. The state governor of Yei, Emmanuel Adil Anthony, thinks the United Nations mission in South Sudan can do more as far as peace building is concerned. He promises to support any efforts directed towards vigorous peace building in the state and the country as a whole.
I believe the only effort for long-lasting peace is peace building in our community. As a state government, we are committed for peace in the whole state, and of course we are committed for peace as our president and our government is for peace.